Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you get the news, folks? Your dollar is worth a lot more in Europe than it used to be. That's what they want you to believe. But I dare you to go. I dare you to go take your dollar that you would have spent in Europe 20 years ago on a pro rata basis and look at how far your dollar goes then versus now. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They certainly want you to believe that Joe Biden is, whoa, look at the dollar is now on par with the euro. That only explains how bad things are in both areas of the world. They explain it as if we are doing so well. Look in America, you're doing so well. Your dollar's untied the euro. Wow, I'm shocked. So Usain Bolt beat some Scandinavian runner in the 100-meter dash? Shocking! Of course the dollar's stronger when Europe is in a meltdown. Europe is the most... Oh, let's not forget. Europe is... How did this even happen? Let's think about this. They've got nationalized health care. They've got nationalized education. Everything in Europe is free, right? Aren't we supposed to be celebrating that? Then why are we celebrating the drop in their currency? And telling people, oh, if you want to really take advantage of somebody, go take advantage of Europe while their money is low. Their money is low because they adopt socialist policies. They shut down their every region of Europe, for the most part, shut down over nonsense. Italy, oh, we've got so many COVID cases. People are dying. They're dropping like flies. They shut down their economy that wasn't doing that well to begin with. And America's, under Trump, wasn't as good of a trading partner as it used to be because we don't borrow their crap. We started using our stuff ourselves. And suddenly, they're at the mercy of what? A dictator in Russia? Putin? Who's now saying, you know what, not only am I not going to ship you suckers oil, I'm not going to ship you precious grains, I'm not going to ship you fertilizer, I'm going to starve you out. You know what Europe's doing?
They're like, hey, rumblings of, you know, we better be paying attention to Putin because, you know, that other crazy guy in America, nobody's paying attention to him.
You getting it? Yeah, Europe is saying Putin is more powerful than Biden because we got to eat and we need to heat our, you know, cool our jets and heat our stuff in the winter. Suddenly things have changed. But hey, that dollar's going to be worth a lot. Why don't you go on over to London, or what they call it now, Londonistan, because and spend that dollar. Why don't you go do that? Why don't you go to Paris? Or I tell you what, why don't you go to any of Europe's hundreds of no-go zones so you can see just how infected with Islam Europe has become? It's a different world out there, folks. Joe Biden's exploring it, too. I love this one. COVID, a.k.a. Wu Flu, is the reason for everything. It's the reason why gas prices are high. It's the reason why Russia went into Ukraine. It's the reason why Donald Trump had to go. It's the reason why Joe Biden, you don't talk about his dementia because of COVID. It could be COVID. It's the reason why you don't talk about Hunter Biden. It's COVID. COVID is everything. And it's like the F word. You can use it wherever you want. It's a noun. It's a verb. It's an adverb. It's an article. It's whatever you want it to be. That's what COVID is. So right now, get this. The White House said Biden would not shake hands when meeting with leaders in the Middle East due to COVID-19 risk. The policy he undermined almost immediately while greeting Israeli leaders in Jerusalem. So they tell Joe Biden, don't shake hands with anybody because you could get the Wu Flu, Joe Biden. And so he goes, okay, or whatever. And then the first thing he does is he sticks his hand out. I would be willing to bet you he stuck his hand out and there was nobody there. Shake my hand. Somebody please. Point me in the right direction for people to shake my hand. So he violates it. But get this. I love how they explain it away. The shift in policy comes amid questions over whether Biden will be photographed shaking hands with Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman when he travels to the kingdom on Friday. When asked whether Biden was seeking to avoid such optics, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insisted that the policy was a matter of health safety. They can't hand him a wipe like they used to do Monk. Did you ever watch the show Monk? You guys ever watch Monk? Yeah. So they couldn't just hand him a wipe? Oh, well, Kevin, that would look bad if he wiped his hand after the Saudi prayer. Well, if it's protocol. Okay, so we can no longer greet each other with the salutation that says, welcome to my country. But because that would be, so in other words, the welcome is just welcome to my country with no handshake. That certainly seems like not a welcome. What would you do if somebody, you were visiting their house and they said, well, welcome. And they just walked, they just didn't stick their hand out, just let you walk right by them. Would you feel like a little snubbed? I'd feel snubbed. I'd rather you shake hands, wipe your hand and say, I'm only wiping my hands, sir, due to COVID protocols. That would mean more to me. Here's my point, folks. All this pomp and circumstance, all the things that they tell you to get you prepared for why Joe Biden won't shake the guy's hand, it's all subterfuge. You want to know why Joe Biden can't shake this guy's hand? Because this guy doesn't want to shake his hand. Joe Biden, the Prince Mohammed bin Salman looks at Joe Biden as a fly on the wall, a nuisance. And he's got him by the yin yang. But Karine goes on that we always take on these trips, we take precautions. So for this is not abnormal. It's to keep him safe and to keep us all safe. I don't pretend to speak for everybody, but I don't think most people going out today are concerned about Wu Flu. I think we got a lot more on our mind. I was at the grocery store the other day. You know what I had on my mind? I wasn't worried about touching the different fruits and things. I was shocked at the price of onions and tomatoes. I've never paid that much for onions. I make pico de gallo all the time. I love eating pico de gallo. Love it on as a sauce to have, a little thing to have around. To put on everything, eggs, whatever. And I was shocked. A tomato cost me $1.20 a piece. The onions were about 85, 90 cents a piece. I was shocked. I might as well go buy the pico. And there doesn't appear to be any relief in sight, but there is for us. We'll be back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary or transitory impact.
The faster than expected increase in some of those prices is actually a good sign.
The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great deal.
This is something that will settle down.
Transitory.
Transitory.
And the data shows that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary. There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way.
It's highly unlikely there's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand. I don't know anybody who's worried about inflation.
Over the last couple of months, we actually side trended downward.
President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, enthusiastically retweeted an economist who had said, in part, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, etc., are high-class problems.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Well, the number one thing that the president can do is help get COVID under control. That, we know, is the root cause of inflation.
President Biden this afternoon saying he thinks we're at the peak of the crisis right now and that lower prices are on the way.
The inflation has everything to do with supply chain.
Make no mistake, inflation is largely the fault of Putin.
I'm going to do everything I can to minimize Putin's price hike here at home.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts.
I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything.
That, folks, was a montage, a mashup, if you will, of going back from July, and you can't see it. Obviously, it was a video, but and you only heard the audio. But it shows July 2021, July 2021, July 2021, every statement. Then August 2021, and the different people stating it. Then October of 2021, and all the different people stating that. Then December of 2021, it goes all the way through April of 2022. That, folks, was the litany of misinformation that Joe Biden and his team gave on inflation. And what happened? Kevin Jackson, who's not an economist, said to you, inflation not only is going to keep rise, it's going to get to the point where we are in a recessionary period, which we are firmly in. And here's the worst part. Joe Biden has no solution on how to fix it. Now, let me ask you this, folks. How badly can you get something wrong and still be trusted? I'm not talking about wrong once. I'm talking about wrong even when you act as if you're course correcting. They said, inflation, inflation. It doesn't even exist. Then they said, oh, it exists, but it's transitory. It's not going to stick. No way will it stick. It's not going to be around anybody. Here, Biden, he stands up before people and he says, anybody that's talking about, there's no credible source saying no. Go back and look at, if you can find the video, go look at how confident he is that there's no credible source talking about long-term inflation. What are you talking about? Come on, man. Come on, man. Corn pop. And he's giving you all the assurances. Then what does Jean-Pierre say? The president is going to jump right on that inflation, right on what they finally admit is happening. He then is going to jump right on it. How good can you feel when somebody who won't even recognize it then tells you it's transitory, then tells you suck it up, don't worry about it, etc., then finally admits it and starts blaming other people for it? How confident are you that that's the one you want to trust to fix the problem? Kevin Jackson is here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. How could you possibly trust Joe Biden? There's no way. Name me anything he's done where you say, that gets my trust. In fact, I'll ask you this. Name me any Biden policy that has a blanket appeal to Americans. See, this is the way politicians need to work. They need to say, I'm going to stay out of the business of special interests, and I'm only going to address, I'm talking about at the level of the federal level, I'm only going to address the things that have carte blanche for people in the country. In other words, I'll address roads and bridges. That has no color. Well, it does under Buttigieg, because as we've learned, the roads are racist. Yeah, the whole infrastructure of America, the highway system, the roads and bridges are all racist. They drive white right by black neighborhoods and don't inspire any growth, etc. We've talked about it a little bit. But I think you're getting the point. I want only things that deal with the masses. Hospitalization, should we be looking at medical care and you know, how doctors treat patients and this and that. Policing. You know, security in America. Those are overarching. What the federal government should get its nose out of is all of the little things that it determined we're going to get involved in. LGBT nonsense, black issues, Latino issues, women's issues, whatever. Get out of it. There's no, as long as there are laws that say treat people, first of all, there are common sense laws. There are natural laws that say treat people with respect. Respect their life as you respect your own. Don't get me to go all golden rule on you, but I think you know the thing, right? So I don't have to tell you how to treat people, you know. But then there are people who don't care. They don't treat people that way. There are charlatans, fakes, scumbags, scoundrels, skanks. These would be your Democrats. They're the ones looking to take advantage of you. We have a criminal justice system, supposedly, to take care of them. Well, why are the Democrats so hell-bent on destroying the criminal justice system? Because it applies to them. That's why they want to destroy it. Why do they want to destroy biblical teachings, biblical principles, God, the Bible, etc.? Because it applies to them. They don't want to live by rules that are in the Bible. They don't want to live by rules. It's moral relativity. It's hypocritical irony or ironic hypocrisy. Take your pick. But that's what they live by. Inflation, transitory, doesn't exist. And then what do we prove? Come on, America, talk to me. What do we prove? We prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that inflation is real. It's so real that it ticked up yet again. By the way, Bill Kristol, you know, Mr. Publicity Seeker, here's what he wrote, put on Twitter. Biden announces not running again, number one. Number two, 2022 focus returns to Republican extremism. D's do well in November. Number three, inflation subsides. Ukraine defeats Russia. Biden is a successful one-term president. Four, younger moderate Democrats defeat Trump or Trumpist in 24. So Bill Kristol, the day before the inflation report, says inflation subsides and he loses. He finds it's wrong. The only thing Bill Kristol got right and anything that I put right there was Biden will not run again. Everything else, Bill Kristol nonsense. At the end of it, he puts pourquoi pas, which means why not? Ain't gonna happen.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Buffalo's Tops Friendly Market is reopening for the first time in 2 months after a mass shooting claimed the lives of 10 people and shut its doors. Tops President John Pearson said that the store's management team felt confident to reopen the supermarket because store associates and local residents expressed a need for the store to reopen again. The Indiana doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio and later mentioned the girl's plight to a local newspaper did not violate the girl's privacy. This is all according to her employer, who released a statement. A review of Dr. Caitlin Bernard's conduct in the matter found her, quote, in compliance with privacy laws. This is USA Radio News. There's going to be some changes with United Healthcare options.
Health insurance company United Healthcare announced during an earnings call Friday, starting next year, United Health will stop charging a copay to its fully insured members for several critical medicines, including insulin. Red-hot inflation has led many patients to ration life-saving drugs and become sicker as a result. CEO Andrew Witty added, "This all depends upon manufacturers restraining and lowering the list price of their products, which is the fundamental driver of costs." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Donald Trump says he's already made a decision about whether to run again in 2024. In an interview with New York Magazine, Trump said his, quote, big decision will be whether he announces before or after November's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm super angry about the big cheat, the coup that occurred with Donald Trump. But as with all things, you can't focus on that. I haven't moved on. I'm making Beyond the Mule so we can explore everything else that happened with these guys. But I'm just telling you, there are good things that came out of this. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. I don't know where this article originates, but I will give you some insight to it. It says, shifts in the demographics of the two-party supporters taking place before our eyes are arguably the biggest political story of our time. The big picture? Republicans are becoming more working class and a little more multiracial. Democrats are becoming more elite and a little more white. Why it matters? Oh, this is an Axios story. Democrats' hope for retaining power rests on non-white voters remaining a reliable part of the party's coalition. Democrats' theory of the case collapses if Republicans make even incremental gains with these voters. Even small inroads with Hispanic voters could tip a number of Democrat-held seats to the GOP. Let me stop here and tell you something. This is all, that's all true. That's true in a fair election. In an unfair election, none of it matters. We proved it because Trump got triple the black vote he got in 2016. He got triple in 2020. It is a statistical impossibility for Trump to have lost during that time, but he did by way of the big cheat, by way of the coup. So, look, I'm going to give you statistics and stuff, but here's what I want you to feel good about. The nation understands where we are and sides with conservatism, undoubtedly. I had a guy who was wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt. And this old guy, I was in Atlanta, and everywhere I wore that shirt, people were thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. This is Atlanta, Georgia. So an old white guy comes up to me. He's like, he's looking at me. I'm like, do you know me? And he's like, I like your shirt. And I went, all right. And I went over and shook his hand. He says, my wife won't let me wear mine. And I said, I kind of understand it. But here's what I'm going to tell you. More people like you wearing that shirt than don't. More people I didn't get a single negative look. And keep in mind, I'm not looking around like, I wonder if everybody's negative. But I didn't get a single negative look. But I'm observant enough to know when people are looking at me. And I'll give you an example. I was at a location and a young girl, she walks by. She's smiling at me. And I'm thinking, I know I'm cute. I'm all in a bag of chips. Yeah. And then she goes, I like your shirt. And I was like, oh, okay. okay. Yeah. So she wasn't smiling at, my beautiful visage. In my svelte body. No, she was smiling at my shirt and she goes, I really like your shirt. And she just kept walking. And I went, thank you. For not noticing how handsome I am, but okay, whatever. But you get the point. Young girl, I'm talking early 20s. Anyway, going on, it says, what the data shows. Democrats are statistically tied with Republicans among Hispanics on the generic congressional ballot. This is a New York Times Siena poll that came out last week. Democrats held a 47-point edge with Hispanics during the 2018 midterms. I don't even know that I believe that. I think we've been told that Hispanics are one-trick ponies all over immigration. Let me hip you to something. The Hispanics on the border of Texas and Arizona, etc., they can't stand the Mexicans that are coming over. I'm telling you, the Mexicans, whatever, it's mostly Mexicans that are living in the border states, New Mexico, Texas, etc., California. They can't stand those Mexicans coming over from Mexico. They hate it. They would go on to say this. An NBC poll in April found Democrats held a 38-point lead with women and college degrees, up 10 points from 2010. Democrats lost ground with nearly every other demographic group tested in the survey. So here's what they're doing. They're educating women to the point of stupidity. But every other group gets it. Every other group. They said nearly every house pickup in 2020 came from a woman or non-white challenger. The GOP's ability to win back a House majority this year rests on the success of candidates breaking the party's typical mold. We don't have a mold to break. There's nothing for us to break. Be who we are. That's how we win. But they go on to say this. What's happening? Democrat strategists say the party's biggest vulnerability is assuming that the priorities of progressive activists are the same as those of working class voters. Understand, the title of this article from Axios is Democrats Losing Working Class Voters. You know what happened in 2016? Democrats lost working class voters. I remember them interviewing people in Timbuktu, all over the country, little town America, and these people are like, you know what? I'm tired of these people criticizing me for going out and working hard, and Donald Trump seems to get me. Donald Trump, he understands me. Donald Trump. And he did. And he blasted them. And he did it again in 2020. When 16 million converts, people who didn't vote for Trump, voted for him. Overwhelmingly giving him a victory. They said, they go on to say this, progressive activists led the push to cut police budgets. Communities of color have borne the brunt of higher crime. Hispanics living on the U.S.-Mexico border are more likely to favor tougher border security measures that the Republicans have championed. Remember the lady in Texas? The Republican who won that seat, it was a special election. She won that seat, a Hispanic Republican. She ran on, I'm going to be tough on this border. I'm going to be tougher than these Democrats. She lives in a predominantly Mexican town. I'm talking about Mexican Americans of Mexican descent. I don't use hyphenations. You get what I'm saying? And she defeated a seat that had been held by Democrats for decades. This is where, I don't care if the left wakes up. I don't care if the Democrats wake up. If we run fair elections, they can't win. It's that simple. And that's why it is so important Did I get this Beyond the Mules out? And we're scrambling to get it out. We're going to have to work our butts out to get it out before the midterms. But we're going to make a big, beautiful movie, and Mexico's going to pay for it. But we're going to make a big, beautiful movie about election cheating, where we prove to you what the Democrats did, and we show you step by step by step what these clowns did. And if you follow along, it will be no question. And the only thing for us to do then is to make sure we get this movie into the hands of everybody, not just conservatives, leftists. Say, you've been waiting for proof. I dare you to watch this movie. And if they don't do it, say, see, you want to stay stupid. You like being stupid. You want another data point as to why Biden's going to suffer? They, right here, in the average American worker has lost $3,400 in average wages under Joe Biden. That's roughly $300 a month. That's if you're lucky. They said, as a result of skyrocketing inflation since Biden took office 18 months ago, overall the consumer price index, key measure of inflation, surged 9.1% year over year in June, a more than expected increase that marked the highest level since November of 1981. And I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you the way they measure is probably worse. It was worse back in 1981. It probably is the worst inflation ever. It is in my lifetime. And I was born, I was around in 1981. I can tell you this, whatever was going on in 81 when Reagan took office, while I was feeling it, I wasn't feeling it anywhere near like I'm feeling it now. I'm telling you, go to the grocery store, you go there scared. And you know who's the only people getting over? Those who run in, grab their groceries, and run out. Everybody doing it illegally in the Biden economy gets over. Everybody doing it by the book is getting screwed. I told you guys before, $100 to $500 per month more for gasoline and for groceries. I'm talking each two separate categories, one to 500. You're somewhere between $200 to $1,000 a month more under Biden due to inflation. They said this, a decrease for the average worker and a $6,800 decline for families in which both parents work. This is the Heritage Foundation. There are plenty of families, they say, that's more than their food budget for the entire year. It's truly crushing the middle class. And then the White House spokesperson says these garbage lines like the economy is in transition. This guy, Anthony, continues. Transition in the same sense, I suppose, in an iceberg transition to Titanic into a submarine. Oh, my goodness. We'll leave it at that, folks. We'll be back. Keep it here. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Did you guys see the clip of Biden asking, what do I do now? Or something like that. Like, what's up? What's next? And he's coming off of a plane at the Air Force One, I think in Israel, I don't know where, but he doesn't know what to do. You would think that on the plane they've already debriefed him and said, okay, Mr. President, when you come down, you'll be greeted by the so-and-so-and-so-and-so. He literally comes down, where do I do? Where do I go? And when I say this, I mean, he looks like somebody's 90-year-old grandpa trying to figure out, where y'all need me? God, what an embarrassment. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. Look, I'd be saying this if it were Ronald Reagan, if it were Donald Trump. I don't care. You should be prepped and you should know where you're going. There is nothing presidential about this fool. Nothing. 844-551-8255. Leftism. Stellar leftism. Cheat a guy in, then you got to hold. I told you guys the other day, Democrats hold their breath with everything that Biden says and does. Is that the way you want the person who's supposed to be the leader of the free world to behave, where you, oh my gosh, you're behind the curtain looking, going, okay, keep your eye on him. As soon as he's done, go get him. Make sure he doesn't shake hands in the air or amble over into the curtains and start, you know, spinning around in them or something, or says the wrong thing. Let's just get him out of here. Well, they told me I'm not supposed to say this, but, you know, I just peed myself. Wow. Congratulations, Democrats, leftists, whatever you call yourselves. Steve Hilton tweeted, California had the worst, longest school closures. 50% of the students don't meet the English standards. Only 40% are proficient in math. We're 50th of 50 on literacy, yet Gavin Newsom flies to Washington to get an award for, quote, transformative improvements to education. It's obscene. He's 100% right. It is obscene. This is stellar leftism. You want some more stellar leftism? You remember the 10-year-old girl that the Democrats were touting? She needs to get an abortion. Impregnated, apparently, through rape or whatever. Well, as it turns out, illegal migrant 27 appears in court charged with raping the Ohio girl 10. They left out a few details because they didn't want to tell you it was an illegal who raped a 10-year-old baby. That's what she is. She's a child. He said the suspect charged with raping and impregnating a 10-year-old girl in Ohio has appeared in court after the case made global waves. I want you to understand, this girl could have a baby that she could easily be the older sister to, or older, you know, yeah, older sister. I was going to say older brother, older sister to. And they said after the case made global waves when the victim had to cross state lines to obtain an abortion due to the Supreme Court's recent ruling. So that was their you know, battle cry was over the abortion, not the fact that somebody raped this girl. It was funny when I heard the story, I was like, well, why are we not talking about the perp? Why is there no discussion about the man who actually did the crime? And now I know. Stellar leftism. Let's not tell people all the details. Let's be outraged that this little girl was sexually assaulted, and now we want to take care of the situation, as they like to call it. So the issue for them was the abortion. Because that's what was, you know, it's her body, it's her right to choose. Well, was it her right to choose not to be sexually assaulted? Bing, 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 bing. Was it her right to choose not to be sexually assaulted by somebody who never should have been in this country? Bing, 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 bing. Because, let me just help you connect the dots. If Gerson Fuentes, 27, wasn't allowed in this country by the lax immigration laws, this sexual assault does not occur. He's facing a charge of felony first-degree rape of a child under 13. Really? So there's different levels? If they're under 13, if they're 14 to 16, if they're 17 to 19? Well, rape is rape, man. Bail set at $2 million. Let me tell you, there will be people, trust and believe, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, there will be people on the left trying to get this guy out of jail who will be advocating for his rights as if he were a citizen of the United States. No, far better than if he were a citizen of the United States, because no sane person would advocate for the rights of a 27-year-old man who rapes a 10-year-old girl. There's nobody sane that would advocate for that. But leftists will. And by default, by omission, they advocated for Gerson Fuentes, because they didn't want to tell us who he was. They didn't want to tell us what he was. In fact, to listen to them, forget the crime that led to the girl needing to get what the left believes is an abortion, you know, needing to get an abortion. Forget all that. The new crime is she can't go get her abortion wherever she wants anymore. Now she's got to cross a state line. I want you to understand how insensitive these people are. Look, I'm not even going to debate, should a 10-year-old girl be forced to bring a child into the world? She is a child. Okay, we can debate that, right? What if it were your daughter? Would you want your daughter to have to raise a baby at 10 years old that's something she had nothing to do? You get what I'm saying? I'm not telling you, because there's other alternatives, right? The baby could be adopted. But maybe this little girl isn't ready to understand what happens when her birthing a baby. I mean, I can only believe that if you're a young girl, that motherhood changes you no matter what. I don't care what age you birth a child. Motherhood changes you. That becomes her thing. It's more than a doll, folks. So there's going to be ramifications of this that we cannot understand. I can understand people wanting to say, look, we do not want this to be on her brain at this point. She's already gone through trauma. So I'm not advocating for killing babies. I'm just telling you, let's think about this logically, the long-term implications across all of the things here. So I get it. But if you're going to talk about it, let's also understand there's another huge factor to this. This wasn't some little neighborhood 12-year-old boy and these guys having puppy love. And, you know, we're on Fantasy Island and they have sex together and they have a baby and we're debating this at this point. This wasn't something like that. This was a horrific experience perpetrated by a stranger. I don't know where Gerson Fuentes, how he entered this young girl's life, but I suspect he wasn't a caretaker. Was he the pool boy, the cabana boy? What? We don't know. But it isn't a love story. It's not Romeo and Juliet. And so the Democrats know this. That's why they don't want to tell you. They don't want to give you all the details. Because if you have details, you can now have even more outrage. See, let me even say this. If you have details, you might even, as a conservative, say, you know what? That little girl does not need to carry that child or whatever. That may be one of the extenuating circumstances that you say, I'm okay with this. I'm not advocating one way or the other, folks. I want to be very clear. I tell you all the time, I'm pro-choice, pro-life. That's what I am. I believe that this little baby, for whatever reason, was born to enter the world for some reason we will never understand, even though Gerson Fuentes did a horrible crime. And so my recommendation would be have it. But I don't have to live with that consequence. So I'm not going to make anybody, here's the way things need to be. I'm not going to say that. But I will go pros and cons on both sides of it, which is what we're supposed to do. And see, the left doesn't want to do that. They want you to believe that we're all, you better keep that child no matter what. And I suspect many of you feel the way I do. It's the choice of the family based on a lot of different circumstances that we can't even anticipate. I've brought up some things just right now that probably many of you are going, I really hadn't thought about that, Kevin. Yeah, because it's not our situation. But the left, at least we're willing to give all the details. The left won't do it because they're scared.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.